Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala rasulihi. Seyyidina ve nebiyyina Muhammedin ve ala alihi ve ashabihi ecma'in. At-tayyibin, at-tahirin. Rabbi şirah li sadri ve yassir li emri ve hlul uqdatan min lisani yefqahu qawli. So, today's ayat from Surah Al-Mudassir, we have studied from ayat number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing to those people who denied the message of Allah. They did not accept the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they also did not take seriously the Quran. So Allah says that leave me and the one who I have created alone. Like, leave me alone with him. Okay. So, dhar. Dhar is the word of command, the siga of amr. Leave. Dhar means anything. Leave. Ni, me. Leave me. Waman khalaqtu, and whom I have created. Khalaqtu, I have created. Wahida, alone. It has two possibilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator, who is the one who created everybody. Mm-hmm. So that denotes to that meaning alone. Or every individual human being has been created alone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayat of the Quran, that on the day of judgment, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَلَا مَرَّةً, that you all will be coming to us one by one, فُرَادَا, individually, as we have created you in the same manner, in the same fashion. Okay? So it can be both meanings, وَحِيدَا, alone. وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا, and then I have given that person a maal, mamduda, that is extensive wealth, spreading all over. Sometimes those who are rich people, they have their investments in their savings in many forms, in many ways. So spreading all over. They have the money in the bank, they have the money in some safe deposit box, they have the money in the real estate, in the property, they have the money in stock exchange, right? In old days also, they had gardens, they had animals, they had dairy farms, they had big, agricultural land. So that is called malam mamduda, that is spreading all over. Wajaltu lahu malam mamduda. Now, here, look at this style of the Quran. Looks like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about an individual, particular person. And there are some tafaseer of these ayat. They all point out to a man who was one of the big leaders of the Quraysh, and his name was Walid bin Mughira. Walid bin Mughira, the biggest enemy, like Abu Jahl and others, very strong enemy of Islam, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many pointed out to him that these ayat were revealed in his case. But the majority of opinion is that though it is in the background of that person, but it is not only for him. It is for every person. It's a character. It's a mindset. So everyone who is doing like him, everyone will be included. وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ مَالًا مَمْدُودًا.
So جَعَلْتُ is to create?
And to made him.
Make him.
Right? Make him, yes. And to give him. وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا. And not only I gave him the wealth, but I also gave him children. Baneen is the plural of Ibn, and especially sons, many sons, many children. those who are always present. Shuhud is the jama of shaheed, the one who is witness, who is present. And they are always ready to help his father, right? And in Arab society, in that culture, back in 7th century, it was a very big deal, because they were always have the tribes and clans. So in the tribal society, if someone has more children, wow, so he was always, his leadership is is solid, right? وَبَنِينَ شُهُودَ, and many children, that they are always present. وَمَحَّدْتُ لَهُ تَمْهِيدًا, and I made everything easy for him. مَحَّدْتُ, the literal meaning of مَحَّدْتُ is spreading. So I spread him everything that is making his life easy. Any, whatever means of life, sources, every person needs to make his life comfortable. So I provided him all those sources.
Tamhida is?
Tamhida, making something easy.
What is the root?
Mahad.
Mahad.
Yes. Meem Hadal.
So, again, so what is the meaning of Mahad?
I, literal meaning, I spread for him everything. In very good, is like spreading, in a proper way of spreading. But you can also translate as, I made easy for him. I made easy for him everything in his life. Okay? ثُمَّ يَطْمَعُ أَنَزِيدُ, and then he desires. يَطْمَعُ from tama, like greed. He greeds more, for more. And azid, that I should increase him more and more. Kalla, nay, never. Innahu kana li ayatina anida. Indeed, he has become very much rebellious person, very much opposing and abstinent person of our ayat, of our verses. سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا, I will make him to climb on the high mountain in hellfire. سَعُود is one of the mountains that is very high, and that mountain will be in the hellfire. سَعُود. So literal meaning of سَعُود is to climb. Nowadays in modern Arabic, elevator, if you are familiar with that name, Mas'ad. It's called Mas'ad, a place that is elevating, that equipment or that machine. So the literal meaning of Saud is to climb high, but it is also a name of a mountain inside the hellfire. Al-Ayyazu Billah. سَأُرْهِقُهُ سَعُودًا, so I'll make him to climb that mountain in the hellfire.
So سَأُرْهِقُهُ, سَأُرْهِقُهُ,
I'll make difficult, the literal meaning of إِرْهَاق means making something difficult. So I will make difficult for him to climb on that mountain, on the height of that mountain in the hellfire. Okay.
So does it mean that he will be in the depth of the hellfire?
And then he will be asked to go and climb on that mountain. So it will be like his life will be, he will be so much miserable in the hellfire. Already he will be in the hellfire, and then he will be punished double, that now you go and climb on that. So it is So much, you know, hardship.
Right.
So it shows the hardship. And it was also a very beautiful explanation that those who are negligent of the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not thankful for so many blessings. So the life of the disobedience of Allah, that is always, you know, sinful life, it's very easy life. It looks very easy because they are not doing any hardship in order to gain the ajr and hasanat and the reward. Whenever you are walking on the path of the righteousness, then you have challenges. Your life is difficult over here, hardship. But what will be the reward for that? That in the akhirah, the life of those persons will be easy. It will be just opposed to the life of those people. Their life is very luxurious, very comfortable. They are not making any efforts, striving for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the same people, their life in the akhirah will be very much difficult and hard. So this is an expression of the life when it becomes very hard and difficult in the akhirah. So.